It's midsummer in Australia, and that means the first major tennis championship of the year. The Australian Open is underway in Melbourne. Jennifer Capriati is there to defend the title she won a year ago, but Andre Agassi is not. He was forced out by a wrist injury. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
One of those last-minute injuries. What's up with Agassi?
Well, this is a real injury. 3 or 4 years ago, you would have wondered, you know, did he not want to play for some reason? He was often unable to get on the plane to make it to Australia in the past for mysterious reasons. But he was in Melbourne on Saturday playing an exhibition against Pete Sampras and injured the wrist. He hurt this wrist 9 years ago and had to have surgery and missed 11 weeks. So this is not a phantom thing. He's the two-time defending champion and is really acted like a real adult the last few years, trying to put a glorious end to what has been an up and down career, and certainly was one of the favorites, even at 31, going into the tournament, which began today. He was the third seeded player, so it's really too bad that he won't have a chance to play.
Speaking of Pete Sampras, any chance for a revival from him?
Well, you know, back in September at the U.S. Open, going into it, I would have said that one more flame out and he was going to retire. He'd had a terrible year. He dropped to number 10 in the world rankings, but then he played very well, you remember, in the Open. He beat Agassi in a great quarterfinal match, beat Murat Safin in the semis before he lost the final to Leighton Hewitt. And now he's hired Tom Gullickson, the brother of his late coach Tim Gullickson, to coach him. He's agreed to play Davis Cup for the first time in 5 years and seems to want to have one last comeback, much the way his buddy Agassi has in the last couple of years. Pete's only 30. If he works hard at his conditioning, he might have one last renaissance before he's done, and I think that would be great for the game.
The number one men's player is on home turf.
Yes, he is. Leighton Hewitt, who, as I said, won the U.S. Open and really emerged as a clear number one at the end of last year, is an Australian. No Australian man has won the Australian Open since the immortal Mark Edmondson did it in 1976. He will be a huge crowd favorite down in Melbourne. Hewitt, as we remember back at the U.S. Open with that racial slur against James Blake, is still trying to become an adult. I hope the way Agassi did, he will get there because he's a wonderful tennis player. He's not yet much of a human being.
Jennifer Capriati won two majors last year. Venus Williams won the other two, and neither is the number one player in the world.
Welcome to the world of the women's tennis computer. Lindsay Davenport, who's also injured, as is, by the way, Serena Williams, who was hurt in a pre-tournament warm-up, is the number one player in the world because she won a bunch of tournaments in Europe last fall that about six people paid attention to. The women need to change their computer so you start at zero at the beginning of the year the way the men's computer does and go from there. It's ridiculous for Venus Williams not to be number one and Capriati not to be number two. They're clearly the two best players in the world last year.
We've been talking about Capriati for some time now.
Bob, believe it or not, she's only 25, and she came on the scene in 1990. Seems like she's been around forever, but we had all but given up on her ever becoming a champion. She was a semifinalist at the French Open in 1990, then went away, retired from the game, had aborted comebacks, and then last year, all of a sudden, wins those two majors and was a wonderful story and could win again here. It could be her against Venus Williams in the final. At least I hope so.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.